It's long been said the only thing most Americans can tell you about the War of 1812 is what year it began. Maybe they recall the burning of Washington or Andrew Jackson's soldiers in New Orleans, but it's difficult to remember much else. Today we venture to one of the focal points of that war on this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Roll back the calendar to the early 1800s, about 50 miles south of present-day Detroit. Dan Downing explains that what is today Monroe, Michigan, was one of the oldest settlements in the region.
This area was primarily occupied by the French habitants, who coexisted nicely with Potawatomi and Wyandot neighbors. They were all basically farmers.
They farmed along the River Raisin. It was called Frenchtown at the time, and although people of French descent lived here, they were within the confines of the United States Northwest Territory.
This area was the last area vacated by the British following the Revolution, and in the Northwest Territories, there continued to be a low-intensity conflict between the British and Americans.
36 years after declaring independence from England, the Americans were ready to go on the offensive.
The Americans declared war on Great Britain, and that was at the outset of the war in June of 1812. The Americans then launched their grand strategy, which was to invade Canada across the Straits in Detroit.
But that initial surge was repulsed, and the Americans lost Detroit at the outset of the War of 1812.
When General Hull surrendered Detroit, he surrendered all of Michigan, and this was still considered to be part of Michigan. And so the garrison troops here, and there was a small blockhouse-type fort here, was surrendered.
The Americans around Frenchtown retreated to Ohio to regroup, reinforce, and hopefully move back north to retake their territory early in 1813.
On January the 18th, 1813, they liberated Frenchtown and repulsed the British and Canadian forces that were occupying Frenchtown.
But 2 days later, the British came back with a vengeance. The story of that important chapter in American history is next time as we travel the countryside. In Monroe, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.